Good morning, everyone. This is Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. Congress will be back at work again today, but probably not for long. The lawmakers will deal with relatively minor legislation, then go home more than 2 weeks late for what's left of the campaign season. The big obstacle to adjournment was cracked yesterday with the end of a filibuster that had prevented passage of a record $576 billion spending bill, forcing a shutdown of much of the government and an unexpected half-day holiday for a half million federal workers. Once that was done, passage of a landmark immigration reform bill came quickly. Senator Pete Wilson of California.
It will now go to the president's desk for signature. He has stated that he will sign it. So we are about to see the most far-reaching immigration reform literally in decades.
The bill would stem the tide of illegal immigrants by penalizing employers who hire them, and it grants amnesty to millions of aliens who entered the country illegally before 1982.
Those people are going to be able to come out from undercover. They're here anyway. They're going to have a chance to become citizens of our country. And I think that they'll be good citizens.
Senator Lloyd Benson of Texas. There's harsh criticism of the measure, too.
This is Peter Cattell in Mexico City, where the kindest reaction to the immigration bill is that it reflects American politicians' ignorance. There's no immediate response by the Mexican government to the bill's passage. But some members of the official political party have been warning that the bill's enactment would spark mass deportations of Mexican workers from the United States. Scholars dispute that, and senior politicians say it's not the American aim. But there is a consensus that the United States is trying to cope with an economic process by applying police power at the border. Mexicans tend to view crossing the border to work as a natural and unstoppable practice, regulated by demand on the U.S. side as much as it's propelled by the cheap labor supply in Mexico. Yet the U.S. is seen to portray itself as the target of migrant hordes. In fact, reasoning here runs, both countries benefit. Peter Cattell for CBS News, Mexico City.
Many in the Congress will be back for another term, but some won't, and among them, House Speaker Thomas O'Neill. Ike Pappas reports.
As the Senate worked frantically to pass several key bills last night, the House paused to pay tribute to its retiring chief, Speaker Thomas P. Tip O'Neill. The Speaker, who spent over 30 years in the House, basked in bipartisan praise. Silvio Conti remained an old friend throughout from Massachusetts, even though he is a Republican.
Oh, pal, we love you. We miss you. And you'll always be the Speaker of this House as far as I'm concerned.
O'Neill wiped tears from his eyes as he waited for the applause to subside.
I leave with just the love and affection for this great body. I'll always be a man of the House of Representatives.
O'Neill slammed the gavel for the last few times and then walked away from the Speaker's chair into history. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's 3.5 minutes past the hour. There's fresh fuel for the controversy over what, if any, role the U.S. government has had in the fighting in Nicaragua. John Sisaloff in Managua reports the new information comes from the logbooks of the American pilot killed when his plane was shot down 2 weeks ago.
The documents show the same planes, the same pilots, the same airstrips in Central America were first used for sending U.S. government humanitarian aid to Contra rebels, then secretly for a military supply program. But the U.S. government has repeatedly said it had nothing to do with that military supply program, that it was a private effort. The documents show weekly and in some cases daily arms flights during a time when Congress has explicitly prohibited the government from sending military supplies to Contras. Charges of U.S. government involvement in supplying Contra arms are sure to surface next Monday when Eugene Hassenfuss, the lone survivor of that plane crash, will go on trial. Former U.S. Attorney General Griffin Bell has agreed to help defend Hassenfuss. He, along with Hassenfuss' wife, Sally, is expected to arrive in Managua this weekend. John Fleischloff for CBS News, Managua.
It's here, fans, as if you didn't know. After two sensational pennant playoff rounds, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Mets square off at Shea Stadium tonight for Game 1 of the 83rd edition of baseball's World Series. Mets third baseman Ray Knight says he's got a problem.
I had, I think, 18 tickets that I bought, and I've had requests for about 1,800, so I'm all ticketed out. But everybody said, well, I'm going to come see you when you get in the World Series. Well, they didn't lie because they all called me.
The Mets haven't been in the series since 1973 and haven't won since 69. The Sox haven't been the champs for 68 years. Left fielder Jim Rice.
This is the World Series. You're not to the World Series. There's no tomorrow. You just look forward to the next year. So what you mainly want to do is block everything out of your mind. You plan on neutral ground. Of course, they may feel the same way when it comes to Fenway, but we can't think about that. We want to win, they want to win, but only one team is going to win.
Or, as Mets catcher Gary Carter puts it, now it's just the two of us. The time, 6:30 after the hour. What's in a word? Plenty in Belgium, where both Flemish and French are spoken, and a language dispute has prompted the resignation of the interior minister, and indeed the survival of the coalition government itself is threatened. Clifford Smith in Brussels tells us about it.
This latest language crisis broke out when a constitutional court here dismissed the elected mayor of a small group of mixed language villages in eastern Belgium because he refuses to learn to speak Dutch, even though his villages are legally situated in a Dutch-speaking province. The compromise was to appoint another local man who speaks both languages, but he now refuses to take the job. The government itself is now in danger of splitting on language lines because both sides know that anything decided about these 5,000 villagers could be a precedent for the future of hundreds of thousands of French speakers who live in the outskirts of Brussels but in what is officially Flemish territory. Against this, many Belgians now feel that their country will just come to look ridiculous if they let their whole strategy of national economic recovery be put at risk from old communal fears and prejudices. Clifford Smith for CBS News, Brussels.
Fish are the immediate issue as the government of the Kiribati Islands group in the South Pacific gives some Soviet trawlers their sailing orders. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson is there.
A fishing agreement between the Soviet Union and the tiny island of Kiribati has expired, and three Soviet fishing trawlers in the area have been told to stop fishing and move out. A treaty extension is still being negotiated. The year-long treaty represented the first successful thrust by the Soviet Union into the South Pacific. Kiribati, the former Gilbert Islands, stretches for more than 2,000 miles. Americans remember the island for the World War II Battle of Tarawa. Thousands of Marines were killed or wounded to liberate the islands from the Japanese. The Soviets are aggressively moving to strike treaties with other islands, looking for port facilities and airplane landing rights that Kiribati refused. Alarmed American strategists say it's part of a concerted push to extend Soviet influence deep into the area, that if the fishing boats come first, the Soviet Navy won't be far behind. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Kiribati in the South Pacific.
In Richmond, California, an Amtrak train smashed a car at a grade crossing, killing two adults and seriously injuring three small children. Officials said the driver ignored the warning lights and bells and wove around the lowered arms of the crossing gate just before the train hit at 50 miles an hour. It's 10 minutes past 7.